after the beam
coming up and going down.
Our room would be a little short, but we're happy, you know, some of our most spiritual gatherings has been where two or three are gathered together, you say. I'm sure that most all Christians here can refer back in some manner to some time when we had just a little group, just a little cottage prayer meeting of some sort, where I had some of my most blessed times, when the Holy Spirit would really come into our midst and bless us when we had little small meetings. He has made that promise that the smallest of church, two or three gather in my name, I'll be in it. I wish to read a portion of scripture tonight, and we'll start and pray for the people because of just a small group of us like this. We ought to immediately come into the realm of God's healing grace and power and make us well. He promised to do it, and there's hardly anything that He has left undone to do to reveal His will and His favor to us. So we just have to believe Him. Is that right? I wish to read a portion of scripture tonight in 23rd chapter of Exodus, beginning with the 21st. It's always been a very favorite spot for me. But behold, I sent an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him, obey his voice, provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. But if thou wilt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then will I be an enemy to thy enemy, and an adversary to thy adversary, for my angel shall go before thee. After a stop for a few moments, I wish to take that last part, or the first part of that phrase of the last verse. My angel shall go before thee. God in all ages has had someone to deal with here on earth. Ever since he's had an earth, he started, had never was a time but what he had someone he could put his hands on to stand in. During this time that we're speaking of here just read on, was when he had sent Moses to deliver the children of Israel. Now, it was not Moses that was sent. Moses was just an instrument. Now, in my heart, I have believed that God has always been the same, all through the ages and ever age. He's been just as he was at the beginning. He was manifested in the fatherhood. He was manifested in the sonship. He's manifested now in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. We're living not in the Christian dispensation, but in the Holy Spirit dispensation. It's the act of the Holy Spirit in the church. The church reaction to what the Holy Spirit is in them. Marvelous day we're living in. Greatest time of all ages we're now living, just at the closing of the scene of this world's activities and seeking to enter into that great age that we've all looked for so long. The Hebrew prophecy spoke of through the day. And God always has had someone to put his hands on. Now, Moses was born the proper child, and God ordained that he should bring Israel out under his leadership. And before he went down into Egypt, after he was called, when he was on the desert that morning, herding Jethro's sheep, his father-in-law, he saw a bush a-burning. Now, I believe that was the first appearance of the angel of the Lord. He was in this burning bush. And then when he commissioned Moses and told him what he was to do, he went before him down into Egypt. And when he came out, he was in a form of a fire again, a pillar of fire. And this pillar of fire led the children of Israel, which was the same angel that was in the burning bush. That was the same pillar of fire that was in that burning bush. And that pillar of fire, or the angel, was the angel of the covenant. I believe all ministers would agree with that, that that was the angel of the covenant. If it was the angel of the covenant, then it was the Lord Jesus. It was God, the Holy Spirit. For Moses chose to suffer the reproach of Christ and counted greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, you see, of Christ. That was Christ, the Logos, the angel of the covenant that led the children of Israel out of Egypt to the promised land, which was just a foreshadow, as he did in the natural then, he does in the spiritual today. Now he promised to supply all their needs. When they needed water, they got it from the rock. When they needed food, God rained it down out of heaven, floated into the wind. And when the waters were bitter, they made it sweet. And he provided everything they had need of. When sickness came into the tent, he had an atonement made. He promised to be the God in the time of trouble, a present help. He promised to do these things and to see them through. And now, as he was saying in the story of Jesus today, the same Spirit of God that led Israel leads the church today, bringing us through, as it was the wilderness, to the promised land. We have a promised land. You believe that? In my Father's house are many mansions. I go and prepare a place for you, and we'll come again and receive you. And to myself, we are on our way. We are going to this glorious promised land that God has promised. Now, along this journey, he promised to supply everything that we have need of. Whatsoever you will ask the Father in my name, that will I do. Whatsoever things, Mark 11, 24, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive it, you shall have it. Now, he gave us the strongest weapon that there is in all the world, and that's prayer. Prayer is what changes things. The Christian doesn't realize what a force he has when he kneels on his knees before Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ. He doesn't realize what power that is. If the people could only realize that what is given right unto them, anything that you ask for will be given if you can appropriate the faith to believe it. For God's word is true. Now, God's word will defeat Satan anywhere, any place, any time. Now, when Jesus is here on earth, I believe he was Emmanuel. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. So all the great qualities of the Father was in Christ Jesus, the Son, when he was here on earth. All the Father has was his. And all the fine gifts in God and all it was in Christ. But when he met Satan, he never used any of those gifts. He just, to be your example, he brought it to one of the very weakest of Christians. He said, now he had the power right then to rebuke Satan and send him away. But what he did, he never referred to any of his power. Satan said, if thou be the Son of God, is always a question mark across God's word by Satan. So, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Now, Jesus said, it is written, the Father's word. Man shall not live by bread alone. He took him up on top of the temple and told him to cast himself down. Jesus said, it is written. Right back to the scripture. Then he took him up on a mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and said, I'll give unto you if you'll bow down and worship me. Jesus said, it is written. And constantly, it is written. It is written. And then when you can hit Satan with the scripture, he's just as powerless as he can be. Okay? Well, anything, I don't care what it is. Now, it isn't within me or your pastor to pray. It's for us to pray with you, but it'll have to be your own individual faith that does the healing. Now, the only Jesus never healed anyone without first the Father showed him about it. Now, he said that, if we had it last night, in John, the 5th chapter, and the 19th verse. Very, very, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself, but what he sees the Father doing. Watch two blind men following him one day in the street. They were blind, crying, have mercy on us, have mercy on us. He just walked right on. He came into the house, and they brought the blind man to him. And the blind man said, "Have mercy on us." He said, "Do you believe?" He said, "Yes." He touched her eye, said, "According to your faith." Is that right? "According to your faith, be it unto you." See? And they had the faith. The woman touched the hem of his garment and said, "Thy faith, not my power, thy faith has made thee whole." See? Yeah. Thy faith. But he went and did just what the Father showed him. Now his Spirit is with us today. It reveals it, what the Father shows. It's already done. Your prayer, for instance, out there, be praying. You be sitting out there praying. And what the Father would decide in your faith would move up into a bracket and say, "Yes, I believe it right now. I accept it right now. I believe it right now." Now the Father could turn right around to you and say, "Helen, I heard him, and he had a certain thing, and it's over." See? But I couldn't do that myself. I could only say it was over if he had told me it was over. See? See what I mean? Now that shows he's the same yesterday as this. I can pray for you, and according to your faith, be it unto you. But if he tells me something to tell you, I can take a message through a divine gift there and tell you what he said. Just like in different people, you've heard the testimonies. I found out to get the testimonies called just the Baxter gets to them sometimes. I get right back on the same one. Many have heard the thousands of testimonies around the world of what he did. Great man, Congressman Upshaw, a man of different ones, and Florence Nightingale. Then when they were here, you see, he would speak and say a certain thing. And I no matter what it is, it'll be that way every time. And you take it anywhere you want to, and any person's at liberty. At any time that you ever heard it say, "Thus saith the Lord," or "In the name of the Lord," a certain thing would take place, it'll be just that way. Or you can trace back any of my footsteps across the nation and see if every one time, ever spoke, "Thus saith the Lord," and predicted something of what didn't come just exactly that way. It's never failed. The first time it happened, of course, I was just a small baby. I was just 3 minutes old about when it came in. But down through life, every time, even before I was converted, gifts and callings are without repentance. You know that. That's where I think that many of the... And see, I'm new in the Pentecostal church. I'm from the Baptist church. And then the Baptist people couldn't see that there was a divine gift. The Pentecostal people believed it. So that's where God sent me. That's where I feel at home. I'm one of you. Because I received the Holy Ghost, and then God made the thing manifest to me, I started off. But from the part itself has been since a baby, gifts and callings are without repentance. You believe in that? If you believe the scripture, Jesus Christ is foreordained, the Son of God. He's the woman's seed that was to bruise the serpent's head from the Garden of Eden. You believe that?
Yes.
Moses couldn't help. He was Moses. He was born the proper child. They seen he was. They know he was. And God raised him up under Pharaoh's nose, didn't he? Is that right? He couldn't help it. John the Baptist, 712 years before he was born, he was the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Is that right? Jeremiah the prophet, God said, "Before you was even formed in your mother's womb, I knew you and sanctified you and ordained you a prophet over the nation." Is that right? Before he ever come to his mother's womb. And we can call you God without repenting. God gives us. You can't help us, you got blue eyes. All who've taken thought can add one to his statue. Therefore, the thing that got out into the world today was a bunch of ism, you see. And it absolutely, it's really the work of Satan to try to take away from the real thing of God. And that's what the Pentecostal people and what all people, Baptists and so forth, has had down through the age, is somebody trying to impersonate something that they know nothing about. Be better to keep still. He's taken thoughts and has one keeping to his statue. If God wants you to be a certain thing, he brings you to this earth to be that, and you'll be it. If he calls you to be it, do it then, like the man said, "Well, I'll be about to make more money if I was a preacher." You'll never make a preacher. God has to call you to be a preacher. How can a preacher preach unless the Lord has sent him? Is that right? It's all in God. Everything moves right back into God. Is that right? Everything right back to him. He sets the program. We just fall in line, you see, and carry it out. Now, a few years ago, it was firmly not believed by any people that there's any other light besides the sunlight.
Christian scientific world once laughed and said, didn't God make an awful mistake when he wrote the Bible? That he said he made the creed, the firmament before he made the sun. Said the very idea, there's no such a thing as any life outside of sunlight. And he made the firmament before he made the sun. And how this apostle said, your whole body's full of life. Well, science looked down with the spirit of meekness and consideration and dug into it and proved that God was right. Now, there's plenty of light beside the sunlight. For instance, the X-rays. That's not going to have no sun to do it. But your whole body, each little cell, little atom is alive. You're made up full of life. You find out that the Bible's right. If you're made full of life. Because scientists, not looking at it from a natural standpoint, you can't understand it. Spiritual things are spiritually discerned. So, but they prove that the Bible is right. And not long ago, there was a man who really believed that that electricity could be harnessed. He got him a kite, and he sees the key on the end of the tail of it. But he finally captured what he thought, what he believed was right, because people laughed at him. But he knew in his heart that something there told him that it was right. So he stayed right with it. A little later on, Thomas Edison, the man who gave us electric in the lamp, he believed that that electrolysis would carry over a wire. 10,000 wires, I guess he used. He used this kind of metal. It wouldn't work. Set at nighttime, a cup of coffee and a sandwich, and tired as he could be. But yet, down in his heart, something told him that he could make that electricity heat a wire that would light. Well, now, he didn't just give up on the first little wire. He just laid it aside and tried another one. But we were in contact with the spiritual realm of God. I was prayed for, and it didn't get me healed, so I guess there's nothing to it. Oh, what a poor probation you make for God. See? Look, no, sir. God wants somebody who will not give up. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. You've got to stay and call things right before Satan. Telling you this way, thus saith the Lord. The Lord has said so. And that it is written. It's written. No matter what he says, it's written. Right there. Well, Brother Branham never got to touch me. It is written. Brother Branham never got no healing. God done your healing. It's already dead. It's written. Whatever I ask and believe God, I shall receive it. It's mine. My personal property. Then Edison, hour after hour, snuffing in his heart. They never had no electricity before. But to light a light. But Edison believed that it would do it. And finally, he conquered it. Because something in his heart said it'll do it. And as long as there's something in here saying it'll do it, there's got to be something out there to respond to that. That's right. What was your great-grandfather said when he talked to a neighbor about a television, a wave vibrating through the air like that, but he didn't make the picture. Why, he said he's mentally upset. But somebody believed that there was an air wave. And he couldn't explain it. God had it here. Now, how do you think of being an air wave? We got television, haven't we? Sure, we have radio and so forth. How was it? Because something down in the human heart said it's there. And it broke into that realm and picked it up and brought it out here and gave it to the world. Now, brother, sister, you can call a fanatic if you want to. But I know that there is the power of God. First thing, because God said so. Second thing, because in my heart, there's something that it says that there's a power of God to heal every sickness. I believe it. And as long as I believe that, I'll spend my life. See? But I know that it's the truth. If God's word says, and there's something in my heart telling me, it's there. And I'm searching every wire, everywhere, trying to find a place that we can get into church. Fanatics may rise and go, but God, you'll see today that the Church of Jesus Christ will stand to its feet with this great power that they're laughing at us about today. It'll be brought forth just like electricity was, because there's something down in the human heart that says it's there. See? It's the same angel of God. Now look. David said, when the deep calleth to the deep, if there's a deep calling to the deep, there's got to be a deep to respond to that call. Here, as I've often used the illustration, before a fin was on a fish's back, there had to be a water first in the swimming, or he wouldn't have no fin. Is that right? Before there was a tree, a flower to breathe in the earth, there had to be an earth first for the flower to stay in, or there'd have been no flower. Is that right? Now, here, some time ago, I read for a little baby Had Brother Baxter tell me one the other day, that little baby kept craving salt, salt, salt. And they kept the salt away from the baby. He wouldn't let him have it. The baby died. He held a postmortem. And come to find out there was something in the baby's body that had to have that salt. And he put it in there and it just dissolved the salt up. See, if you give the baby salt, if you're a red boy, the little baby eats the racers off a pencil. He eats the pedal off of a bicycle. Well, then he give a little boy an examination and come to find out that his little body needs sulfur. It's sulfur and rubber. See, there's a sulfur something in there calling for sulfur. He's going to nibble until he finds it somewhere. And it says there's something in there calling for sulfur. There's got to be a sulfur to respond to that call. You know what I mean? Deep calling to the deep. Now, as long as there's something down in our heart, how many here believe in divine healing? All right. And as sure, look, as sure as there is a call down in there, a desire to be healed of God by divine healing, there's got to be a fountain open somewhere. See? Before that creation can be in there, that creation to make you desire that, there has to be a creator to create that creation. Is that right? Well, there's got to be a God then somewhere that's putting that desire in your heart to desire that. And if he has put that desire there, then there's got to be something out there to fulfill that desire that you got. You see? The deep calling to the deep. And somewhere out there, someday, you'll find out, and we're all going to see it, as God's going to have a church that's going to break into that number, brother, and all them marvelous things that once belonged into the church of the living God that's been sold aside is going to stand on his feet someday and take a journey up through the sky. Oh, I've seen that for years, my brother and sister, and tonight I believe it's the same Holy Spirit that led the children of Israel to lead us up into that water yonder somewhere. People can't understand it, but it's there. As long as the human heart calls for it, there's got to be something there to respond to it. The deep calls to the deep. I'll send my angel before you to lead you into the way. The trouble of it is you've got to get ahead of the angel. Let the angel lead the way. And you don't need it through the fountains of the water of life. He give it to us freely. Do you believe it? And we bow to his Lord Jesus tonight. Just here, we're thankful for this little church. We thank you for its pastor and for its teachers and for its pupils. And we thank you for every minister and your congregation, the parts that is gathered in here tonight. Some of them out in other rooms. We thank you for them. But above all things, we thank you for Jesus Christ who has brought us together by his mercy, by his merit. We thank you, Father, with a true, sincere heart. Now I pray that you'll be with us tonight. Help us and bless us. And as my heart and other hearts are blending together, calling for the deep, the deep. The men and women sitting here, the pure children, that's afflicted by the enemy. As our brother Baxter, your teacher, just a while ago, standing on the steps listening at him, hearing speaking, casting out evil spirits, how we thank thee, Lord, that thy word teaches that. In my name they shall cast out devils. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. You've promised of God. Now, Father, we pray that you'll just pull back the curtains tonight. Just open up them circles and dimensions yonder, Lord, to us, that the great Holy Spirit might fill every heart with faith tonight. And we might go out of this filling night without a feeble one in the midst of it. May we go out rejoicing, happy, healed, filled with the Spirit. And may there be an old-fashioned revival starting here in the city, Lord, that will sweep citywide. Grant it, Father, and many be saved, for we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. You see, it's kind of a hard thing to do, of course, to determine how praying for the sick. Brother Baxter, I guess you'd explain that to them, how we have to give out cards in order to keep an orderly line. We try to say, well, now let's just send them here, come, or go back there and get so many there. and say, there you are, you got a respect. So we just get everybody's cards, and we just start along through them somewhere and call them out. Now, I believe you said you get out from 50 to 100 and what? From 1 to 108. Well, let's start. Take 60. How many is going to arrive here? About 10? All right, let's try 15 now. All right, we'll take 18, 11, 12, 13, 14, on up to 50, 65, 60, 65, about first 50. And we begin 850. Who's got 850? Prayer card 850. 51, 52, 53, 54. That's right, line right up here. Just come right down on this side, if you will, and line up. And well, you may not be able to get to all of them. We'll do as best we can. And now, I want each and every one of you to be deeply and sincerely in prayer. Will you do that? All right, while they're coming, I see a young man sitting here before me. He's very badly afflicted. I wish God would heal the man or give something to us, some revelation. While I'm here, I'd like to see our screen work. And that's all Lord has did. Now, the boy probably has been prayed for several times, but I don't know. But if God would just speak and tell me something to tell me, you pray that he will you? I hope that he will. I've seen the boy last night. My heart went out for him. And now, you might tell me that what purpose, what's the reason, what caused it, what will do it? I don't know. See, that's up to God. I just have to do as he tells me to do. He might tell me he's made well. If he is, that settles it. If he tells me he'll never be well, it'll never be. It'll just be just as he says. I couldn't, but I don't know. I'm just watching the boy and keep my eye on him, and I do on everyone. Now, the image of the Lord. How many have ever seen a picture of it? Let's see your hands. On that picture, that halo of light, like I've taken on it, and you have, we have some of them left. And we're, all right, 50 to 65. Turn your prayer cards over, friends. Look on the back of it. You'll find there's about 50 to 65. If you will, you're not all lined up. 50 to 65. If you'll line up here, we'll try our best to do what we can. 50 to 65. Is that 8? Was it 850? All right. And now, the rest of you, just hold your card. Now, maybe if we can get through this number here, maybe we can call another number and we'll take a little farther up in them, like that. Look around. We always try to see that everybody's under the place while we're praying so that everybody can be prayed for. And but we look on your card. Now, you count them, Brother Baxter, as you see. And if there's somebody, maybe it's deaf or something, and wouldn't come, you flip around on somebody's card, etc. And it's just about sitting next to you or something. And now the people coming up here, there's no assurance, okay? All right, if the people are coming up here, there's no assurance that these people will be healed. Not a thing. They're just simply standing here. But the only assurance there is how much faith you have in God. Your faith is what does it. Now, I want each one of you that's in these aisles tonight to settle down, be quiet, and pray. And I want you to pray with the deepest of sincerity. I want you to pray believing that God will reveal and will heal you where you're sitting or standing, or back in there, wherever you are. Just believe. That's all I ask you to do. Just have faith in God. I'm your brother, and I'm just here for one purpose, and that's to help you. And the only way I can help you is to get you to see what Jesus Christ has already done for you. Now, before we start the prayer, let me say this to this audience, thank you, everyone. My brethren and sisters, Jesus Christ has already healed every person that's here to sick. Every person here that's sick tonight, you're already healed. And every sinner that's in the building, if you're here, Your sins are already forgiven you. The only thing you have to do is to accept what has been done. Then when you accept Him as your Savior. But He doesn't come down and die fresh for you. You just accept what He has done. And through that, you are saved. Is that right? And the same thing for you. Now be that right for them. And my brother, now be that right for them. It's already the work. Jesus Christ finished the work and paid the price of complete redemption at Calvary when He died. Now we just have to look up there and believe it. Whatever you ask, believe you receive it. That's it. Now have faith. And the only thing that, now here's these ministers here, back here behind me, and my own manager here, Brother Baxter. Now they could explain the word properly before I could even touch it. There, God has called them for that. If you just believe what they're telling you, that's what does it. It'll be just exactly the same as God's Word. Now, after that, the love of God has sent gifts into the church. Now, I believe, and tonight, that the Holy Spirit could speak to a certain person through unknown tongues, and another one out there could give the interpretation, and tell just exactly to this person here or somebody else just what to do, just what their trouble is. Don't you believe that? Well, that's the divine gift that's in the church. Now, but if He says that, it'll be just exactly that way. If it's the Holy Spirit, it'll be just exactly what He said. That's a gift. Then He sent first, He sent prophets, teachers, evangelists, is that right? Gifts of tongues, interpretations. It's all for the edifying of the church. Is that right? All for the edifying of the church. God has set them in the church. Who has? Not because somebody laid hands on them, but because God has. Not man has. God has set in church. He gives. All right. Now, these people coming are perfect strangers. And now, I want you, everyone tonight, to do this for me, because I just had some waiting to call to Africa. And that might be any time. And I don't know just how many nights we can stay at any place, because my life is given to Him. He just called me in 10 minutes, and I'm sending to Australia. I'll take out before that. And while we're here, I want you to get all the superstitions away from you. Settle everything down and make yourself subject to the Holy Spirit that God can move through you, and you'll get the benefit of God's blessing for you. That's what I've come to you. I've moved down like this and say, now God, you help me, and let the people all believe, and so I can minister to them, and when I leave the city, the glory of God will be everywhere, and the people will be praising our dear Lord Jesus, who we dearly love with all of our hearts, and working for His kingdom. Now in the divine spirit, the providence of God, there's this gift of seeing and foreknowing and knowing what was and what will be, that nothing to yield, it's only to edify Jesus Christ to bring His word back, saying the things that I did, to you also. But the Father will show. Now, I believe this lady standing here, I do not know you, dear lady. I've never seen you, as far as I know it. We're perfect strangers. Never seen you in my life. And if I don't know you, and probably you raised hundreds and hundreds of miles down here from it, and then when I come down here to talk to you, me raised up in Indiana, probably you down in Florida. But then when we come together to talk to one another, we've been miles apart, but God knows you since before you were born. He knows me since before I was born. And now, I believe you're a Christian. Because your spirit seems to be welcome. It's just when a Christian comes, it's just something that's just that's welcome. And I get that right away. It's the Holy Spirit. But now, if we know nothing of you, and miles apart, all of our lives, the Holy Spirit would have to do something that would make you know that the presence of His being is here, and make you have more confidence that I've told the truth. I want you to get close. I just, because you know what I'm doing now, I'm contacting your spirit. But I am talking to you. I want you to believe it. That God knows all things. And
But what it's trying to do is to get you in condition to receive Him as your healer. There's something to stimulate the faith that's in you. Well, of course, being a Christian, it's there, but it may be in drama. And now, just to talk to you for a few moments, being the first patient, it's always just the first time to your patient, so I know that His presence there. Then I just start praying for people because they'll halfway believe they'll get a blessing. They'll just believe. But the angel of the law, that Billy Bunker was talking about tonight, and His presence now, if He be standing near you, then He knows you and He knows me. And if there's something wrong with you, some sickness, then that absolutely, you listen to the afternoon services and so forth, that is a demon. All sickness is of the devil. Think that on God. It's of the devil. Well, then, if that be a spirit, now both of the spirits are spirits. It's the same if we're natural or supernatural. And then if you be a Christian woman and me a Christian man, and then in you is a spirit of sickness, and then God or something is your brother. And I talk to you, and I tell you that He told me to go pray for the people. Now that's all, but if you get the people to believe you, be sincere when you pray, nothing will stand before your prayer. Now that's the thing, be sincere when I pray. You get the people to believe. Well, I had grammar school education, the 7th grade. How would I get the people to believe? He said, as Moses was given two signs of his indication, and began to speak, you know how the story goes. Now you believe that that's the truth? Now, if He will reveal to me what is wrong with you or something about your life that you know what I know nothing about, then you will believe that that's the true sign that God sent me here to pray for you. Is that right? All right, I just want you to look the people looking to me and believe me. I'll say this and then it's quite a problem to you. You got the spirit all around. In my auditory meetings, I never had no one behind me. There's no one around like that. No one but out this one way, so I can keep our back this way to look the patient's face. But see, there's six people sitting back in there. There's just a few like this woman just sees and starts coming, moving from everywhere. You see, you have to watch it just turn it up. See, you have to break the tangle down for a beat. So no. You see, there's people sitting there, here, back around me and all around. Same thing. But I pray that God will be merciful. You're suffering with there's something wrong. It's cancer. Is that right? Isn't that right? You just had an examination of that. And wasn't that on the breast? Is that right? Now let's see if I might wasn't on the left breast. Is that right? I seen the doctor when he was moving that thing around over there, kind of tall fellow was looking down. Is that right? Say, you're not from Florida. You're from New York. Is that right? Is that true? All right, I've seen you around a lake or something like that. Say, is that true? I'm a recruiter. I'm here this morning. You believe that's the truth? That God sent me for you to be well? Oh, God, have mercy. I pray that you'll be kind to this poor little woman and will heal her. And will make her well. And now, as your servant, knowing that if you don't touch the Lord in some way, you can't stay on the earth much longer. Lord, we need her. Her here, she's our sister. My faith and feeling out of her faith will mount up. Way up and above. All sickness above all doubt. To mount coming to the glory of God. And from this very hour, and they're going to start healing and get well. I'll just curse you through the cancer. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it leave her body and make you go on a well woman. Praise God. Amen. God bless you, sister. Are you going to get well? You do this all your life? Oh, God bless you. Then tell me, I set my reason. How do you do? Come on. How's your little baby?
Well, he's a fine old thing. He's got a breaking out on his face. Well, that's too bad. I don't know. That ain't bothering me. I thought it was. But here, I imagine that's the anesthesia on his face. Is that right? You believe what you're supposed to do with me? You do that. Your baby has something else, too, doesn't it? Kind of nice medicine. Is that right? Say, you're stuffing, too. He has some kind of choking here. I believe it's a little garden or something. Is that right? Say, another thing. You lose Jesus Christ as your Savior. Isn't that right? You're not a Christian. You want to become a Christian, raise up your hand and signify to Jesus. You want to be a Christian. Almighty God, this poor young mother standing here holding her baby, and we have thought that all things are working together for good. God, heal her. Take away the garter off of her throat. Take it away, Lord, and heal this darling little baby. Save her soul from a life of sin. Make you go home tonight and rejoice and happy. May you both sit well and serve you all the days of your life. As Jesus tested you now before this audience, he said, if you will testify me before man, I'll proclaim you before the Father. We thank you, Lord, that thou hast taken her and has saved her and has healed her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. You are my sister now. Your sins are forgiven. You're healed. The baby's going to be all right. Go and see from God in those thousands. Have you believed? Why not be healed? No matter what would come, or what would go, God has now vindicated himself. He said, heaven, who is these people? There's been two or three somebody. I've never seen them in my life. I don't know nothing about them. Never heard of them or seen them in my life. And you have to admit that there's something here. You have to admit it's in the supernatural. Can I believe? The Spirit of Jesus Christ. The same one that knew where some mules were tied. The same one that said to Philip when he came with Nathaniel, he said, behold an Israelite in whom there is no God. He said, well, when did you know me? He said, before Philip called you when you were under the tree. Well, he never tried to say, now, so he said, oh, he's just a good fortune teller, be healthy, bud. But Philip said, thou art the Son of God, the King of Israel. We know that no man can do these things except God be with him. And now, if you're in here, not a full gospel people, and you got a little superstition about you, get it out of your way. These people are not crazy. They've got the Spirit of God upon them. They're foolish to the world, but it's the Spirit of God moving out into them. I was once in your condition, but God moved me into people who believe. Now, get away from that doubting and things you got in your heart and believe, and you shall also receive and be glory, have glory of God. There's a woman standing by me. It's the Spirit of God here. I don't know the lady. I've never seen her in my life, but you're a Christian. Isn't that right? Filled with the Holy Spirit. It was really exciting the time when it happened. Is that right? And you're suffering now with a tuberculous condition. And that's in the bowels. Is that right? Is that the same Christ that was up? Now the Lord sees the reason in your health and the Lord is the Lord. Have faith in God. Believe in him. He'll bring it today. Do you believe? Only thing you have to do is have faith. Believe God, and God will bring it to pass. Somebody's praying. Oh, it's what the Holy Spirit to do just this minute. What you can do with the people is just praying. You're trying to get healed right there. You're looking at him. You're trying your best to pray. To get healed. I couldn't hear you, my brother, but you look at me and I can tell you what's wrong with you. I'll ask you this. You sitting there saying to me, if God will reveal to me what's wrong with you, will you accept your healing? You will? You have a rupture. Is that right? Or send it and accept your healing in. It will. All right. All right. You believe that? I believe you believe that. I do. Yes, sir. And only God only God alone. I never seen in my eye. But there's the Holy Spirit here now. And the one who I know who I have believed. And I know that he told me. And I believe every word that he said. Say, by the way, and see a pulpit stand between me and you, you're a minister of the gospel. Is that right?
Right.
Don't you have something wrong with your throat?
Right.
Is that right? Raise up your hand. All right, Almighty God, you are the Spirit. May the Spirit of the Lord and may the God of the Lord may the Lord and the Lord of the Lord and the Lord of the Lord.
You believe with all your heart? Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Just believe.
You in the line there. You don't have to come in the line if you just believe. You out there, you don't have to come in the line if you just believe. Have faith.
See, before that man goes just straight for just then, right there, I seen a pulpit of lying in here just a few minutes ago, but there's a woman standing behind it. Oh, aren't you a lady in minister there? Have something wrong with your lung, don't you, sister? Is there a lung trouble or something in that? Wrong with your lung? Is that right? You believe with all your heart God will make you well? All right, stand up and accept your healing then, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
All right, come on. Lady, do you believe with all your heart? If I be God's servant, then God is here. Is that right? If I wasn't telling the truth, God would never testify to them. Is that right? God only testifies of his gift. If I was proclaiming that and it's wrong, then God never sent me. If I said it's the truth, you have a right to doubt me, but not God. Then it's God now. It isn't me no more now. I was just testifying a while ago, but now he's testifying. You want to get over those pretty stones? You do?
Right.
All right, and go and may the Lord Jesus make you well and use you. I'm not a fine thing, you're a good guy. Let's get praise to God. All right. You believe. Shall I see that heart beat right again? With this, raise up your hand, you'll do it. The hand of the Lord is the Lord. You'll be angry with the Lord. Amen. Come, lady. You'd also like to get over our trouble, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You raise up your hand, say, I'll check it right now. Amen. All right. Come on. You have to see you have a female trouble and also a heart trouble. Isn't that right? Raise up your hand and say, I thank God for my healing. Have a seat, come, lady. Are you hearing me? Hey, you said no, that you would get a heart of pressure. Say, you didn't stand up just then. Rest, you just then, ladies. You're all healed. God bless you. All right, ladies, you're moving back to the table. You're moving back from it. From that table, because you have a stomach trouble. It's a peptic ulcer in the stomach. Is that right? All right. Lord Jesus, I pray that you're healing. And you know, you're all right. And you may go in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So it's a stomach. Now, believe me. Praise God. You and your God, you and your God, you and your God, you. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here to hear. Do you see, lady? You want to get over that asthmatic condition you have? Then thank God for who you want to be. God will bring you to heaven. You see, lady? Like your daughter, Daddy? Raise up your hand. Say, oh, honey. When the sun starts going down, you start getting real nervous. You're all grown up. You're in the menopause. It's caused you to have a stomach condition. Is that right? Raise up your hand. All right. You say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Say, thanks be to God. All right. Healing, lady. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may your joy be healed and made whole through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Let's say praise be to God. Now is the time to pray for the Lord to say, He is the one who troubled. Now is the time to say, the end of the truth. God is really saying the truth.
You feel different, don't you? That's right. All right. Lady, you say you're a sinner there. Look at you, don't have to come up here. You believe? You believe me to be your prophet? Then if it's so, why you'll have to stand here. I could say you're sitting there, is that right? Have female trouble, is that right? Raise up your hand if you ain't got female trouble. Raise up your hand. Is that right? I turn around and go back offline. Get well. Let's say Satan's thinking God. Don't you believe in him in your life?